I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, regulators should examine whether increased airfares, particularly around sporting events and indeed gigs and other things, I'm sure, are compliant with consumer protection laws. So says Mark Duffy, Fine Gael senator and spokesperson on transport in the Seanad and member of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport. And he joins us this morning. Mark, I suppose this has come to mind because we are very happily in the playoffs in March. Ireland will be playing the Czech Republic in Prague, and prices apparently for flights have shot through the roof.
Good morning, Kira. That's exactly it. It's been an incredible week for Irish football, and the win against Portugal and the heroics in Hungary have been, you know, brilliant to lift the nation. But with the playoff draw yesterday, flight prices had increased within seconds of the draw being made, where we were drawn away from home to the Czech Republic. And just there this morning, return flights from Dublin to Prague are up on €900, which is just totally outrageous and unfair. So what I've called for is a review of this through the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, because look, demand and supply is understandable, but this kind of cynical dynamic pricing that is used by airlines is totally unfair, and it's taken advantage of, you know, loyal Irish fans who go to every single away game supporting the team through good days and bad and thick and thin, and they shouldn't be taken advantage of.
I imagine, like, though, what the airlines would say, that they only charge prices that people are willing to pay. That's how dynamic pricing works. The more demand there is, the more people want it, the more expensive flights get. And that's also about whether, the more that happens, they decide whether or not they'll put on extra flights, of course. But that this, that if no one pays for those flights, if no one's willing to pay for those flights prices will come down.
Sure. And that's, it's, but a €900 return flight to Prague for this game is totally gouging. But that's one element. It is legal. But what is not is, and the amount of people who've contacted me since I called this out and raised this, is that people were trying to book flights at a certain price were being bumped off and knocked off their booking app or
we've heard that anecdotally on the text line this morning.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
People, and you don't normally see that, you get pushed out. But is that not to do as well with the number of people maybe who are all on those, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, who are on the websites and the apps at the same time?
Of course, the airline would say that, and but they are well able to facilitate, you know, peak times in terms of booking. Like, if you compare it to the hotel prices in Prague for those two nights, they haven't spiked or increased at all. So there's been obviously an increase in demand for hotel prices. So, like, there's something totally wrong when Irish football fans have been taken advantage of in this way.
Now, you said this was not illegal. So what can be done about it? Nothing, other than maybe trying to shame airlines into changing their ways?
No. But there needs to be a full review of it. In terms of black and white, the element of increasing prices of flights is not illegal, but the moves in terms of people being bumped off when they're trying to book flights at a certain rate, that's not fair. But I think the overall approach needs to be reviewed by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, because like up 800-900 euro for a return flight for a match day on what is supposed to be, you know, very competitive commercial airlines, especially in Ireland, that we've such a strong airline industry and a well-connected island. Demand and supply should be fair in terms of further provision of flights, so fans can get in and out of Prague
is this man shouts at clouds to some extent, insofar as that if I'm on Ticketmaster and I want a concert that everyone else wants as well, which I sometimes do, you do sometimes get to the end and get bumped out, or you do so even when the prices aren't going to change, simply because if there's 10,000 people looking for the, you know, something at the same time, that changes things. I mean, I know you're talking about fairness and no one would argue about that. And I know you're talking about football, though some people might argue that it's ironic the government praising football when they give so much more money to things like Greyhounds than they do to football. But the point I'm actually making is can anything be done about this? This is just how it is.
No, well, there's two things. First of all, it is unfair, so it has to be called out. And in relation to events and ticket sales, obviously they are at a fixed price, and there is a limited amount of supply. But this is dynamic pricing, where it's detecting a surge in demand, and as soon as you go to engage with that price, the price keeps going up and up and up the further you try to engage with it. In relation to investment in sport, there's been incredible investment in football in terms of facilities and capital investment. Earlier this year, we had the investment in the League of Ireland Academies, which is something that I've been calling for and working alongside the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, on. And that will make sure that we can improve the football economy in Ireland in terms of protecting and growing the academy base within League of Ireland clubs, so that we can have stronger and competitive national teams. But we see within the last week how the nation has been united by those two famous wins, and please God, if we get to the World Cup next year, we want to make sure that it's fair and affordable and accessible for supporters, because it is a once in a lifetime moment, and it takes the goodness out of it when you have airlines predatory.
I suspect people will agree with you. I'm not entirely certain what can be done, but nonetheless, thank you for joining us and highlighting this. That is Mark Duffy, their Fine Gael senator and spokesperson on transport. Let us know what you think. We have been getting texts in saying that people did get bounced off at the end when they were trying to put flight tickets into their carts and into their checkouts and all that, and they weren't able to do it. We'd love to know what you think, or what you paid. 087 1400 106 is
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The WhatsApp.